Hey, everybody, it's Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man, and you're listening to Wrestle Talk Radio. And if you want to get your money's worth, stay tuned.
This is Booker T.
Hey, everybody, it's Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man.
This is Hotshot Johnny Devine.
Hey, you got Terry Funk here.
This is Jerry Lynn.
Hello, this is Mick Foley, and you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio.
The evolution of online sports entertainment steps back inside the square circle to once again bring you Wrestle Talk Radio.
Politically incorrect? And damn proud of it.
Join us as we cover everything from old school to new school, from the WWE.
This is Natty Neidhart.
This is Stampede Kid T.J. Wilson.
This is Harry Smith.
This is Gail Kim.
TNA.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, Rob Van Dam.
I'm Mojo.
Hi, this is Chris Vianney, TNA Knockout.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
And the Indie Scene.
It's still real to be famous.
With your host, Jim Stein.
Am I authorized to enter the neutral zone?
Bug.
You kind of kinky, and I like that.
Mace.
Close the Raven, keep my short.
Will.
Hey, yo.
Kenny Omega.
I am the smartest man alive.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
It's okay to play with yourself as long as you have an action figure.
Yeah, baby.
Who's to know if your soul will fade at all? The one you thought to fool the world. You lost your self-esteem along the way.
Good God, you're coming up.
Notice those two Red Rangers had dresses on.
No, not at all. But then again, I tried to wipe Mystic Force from my memory.
Well, this is Japan. Things was... Maybe it's one of the air. Welcome. Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Wrestle Talk Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. As always, this is the be-all, end-all of the WTR Network, the Omega. And with me tonight is, well... Unfortunately, Spud came down with a death flu, and Tim came down with a death flu, and...
I'm here. Real...
Oh, Spud is here.
I am here.
Thank you. And we also have Mace. You tell him.
Yes, unfortunate news to start off the show. As you've been noticing by our promotion done all week, we did promise superstar Billy Graham to be interviewed tonight on this program. Unfortunately, we've just gotten off the phone with Billy. He is also sick and is unable to interview any show this week. He will be coming back hopefully in a week or so time. We're trying to reschedule with him at this point in time, but as many of you know, if you've watched the 20 Years Too Soon documentary DVD, the man does have quite a few health issues, so we can't exactly help that. So again, no superstar Billy Graham tonight, but hey, you get the three of us. We're just as good. At least I think we are.
I'm good.
You're alive?
I'm partially.
Partially. Okay, so you're a zombie now.
There is no God. It is finally the
truth. I believe Billy Graham would disagree with you, but...
Apparently, Billy Graham is also a Steelers fan, because if there was a God, Pittsburgh would not have won tonight. That's all I have to say. He would have heard my pleas of the dying death flu and had Ben Roethlisberger struck down at midfield during that final drive. Fucking hate you, Pittsburgh.
Yeah, what was it? That was, what, 24 to...
19.
hey, I was watching. I've gone over my allotted 2 games a year.
Now I know how Colts fans feel when they watch Peyton Manning in the playoffs.
Oh, God. Remind me.
Just saying.
He is going to be the next Brett Favre. Greatest quarterback that only got there once.
You know, sad thing is, the only reason I had a vested interest in the AFC Championship game was just so Pittsburgh didn't win. It could have been Baltimore or, you know, for fuck's sakes, somebody else. New England. I would have rooted for New England just so Pittsburgh didn't win. And now I have to hear stupid Steeler fans around here brag about, oh, we might win the 7th ring. Cleveland doesn't have one. There is no God. I hate football.
At least until next season starts up, then he'll love it again.
Yeah, valid point. On a side note, I have Kit Kat bars.
Oh, I'm glad you have something tonight.
I have Kit Kat bars and orange juice and my really good iced tea. And, yeah.
And according to our backstage chat, Mace has a small house fire.
Don't feel bad. My wife burned popcorn earlier. I don't know how you burn popcorn on the stove. Not really sure. A little bit of oil in the pot. Let it go. Not real sure how that happened, but it happened.
Brilliant.
That's what I said.
There's been way too many fires lately that I haven't been able to record.
What is your obsession with recording fires?
Because I never get to do it. I had 2 conventions where I completely failed to get, you know, a fire show. And yesterday I was at the medieval fair with a fire performer. Found out the week before he had managed to set a nearby bush on fire.
Interesting.
Yeah, more interesting when the first 2 fire extinguishers he attempts to put it out with are dead. That would have been awesome footage. Not for the bush, but for me.
Could be worse. You could have been my boss.
Really?
My boss managed to set the inside of his garage on fire with one of those portable heaters.
Oh, really? You're not supposed to keep those. What?
After we were out plowing Thursday and Friday, we parked the trucks in the garage because in the earlier part of the winter, before it got real cold real bad, he had the barn door redone so that we could fit both trucks in there side by side. And so he put the heater and the portable propane heater in between the 2 trucks to try and heat up a barn and melt some of the ice and stuff off the bottom of the trucks over the Friday night, Saturday. And earlier this morning I got a phone call. He caught part of the inside of the barn on fire because ice started to melt and a chunk fell off the bottom of the truck and hit the heater and knocked it sideways and it tipped it a little bit, and so all of it wasn't burning, like the whole ring wasn't burning, so part of it was just shooting propane out.
Oh, nice.
And he managed to fill up part of it, catch the air on fire and singed the inside of the barn pretty good.
Wow.
Nothing got destroyed or heavily damaged. There was no, you know. I'm like, dude, you're lucky you didn't blow up the truck. He's like, yeah, I know. I'm like, no, you don't understand. I'm like, Jay and I filled the tank up on both of those trucks before we came in. So that's 35 gallons apiece in each truck. of fuel.
Yeah.
Bloody hell. It just sounds like nothing wants to go right today.
Yeah, nothing has absolutely nothing has gone right today. Unless
then my little stepsister decided to charcoal her toast and has filled the entire kitchen up with smoke.
Open up the windows, it'll be fine. Turn on the fan. I've done that before.
Yeah, we're doing that now. Mind you, I'm doing that because nobody in the house seems to be smart enough to think like that.
I burnt a bagel like a Jew earlier.
If you were a Jew, you wouldn't have burnt the bagel.
This is a valid point.
Both wasting food, therefore wasting money.
So tasteless tonight.
Well, we're compensating.
Why? We no longer have to hold back.
Yeah, we're compensating for how much we were preparing to reserve ourselves.
I guess.
Yes. But, hey, people's health.
Yeah, do we want to make some attempt tonight?
We should. People did tune in.
Yeah, people do tune in. This is supposed to be a wrestling show, so let's at least not disappoint on two fronts tonight.
Very true, very, very true.
So I guess big news, I guess, whoa, Spug, you okay? Sound like a lung.
Yeah, was that a lung? Dude, should you even stick around? You should probably, like, go to bed.
Oh, excuse me, I'll be alright.
Alright.
Alright, but if you drop dead, we're gonna worry about you.
But only if you drop dead.
If football hasn't managed to kill me yet, and my steady diet of caffeine, crappy fast food, and candy hasn't killed me yet, I don't think a cough will.
All right. So kicking off the news this week, apparently, yes. Oh, that's in bad taste, Mace.
Oh, please.
Inappropriate jokes in the backstage chat, which he should be making on the air.
Well, you're apparently, the one who's doing the story, so feel free to use it.
Oh, supposedly, a bodyguard for the Great Khali started shooting into the crowd randomly at an airport in, what, Ludhiana, India? I'm sure I butchered that.
I have no idea. I'm not going to try and correct you.
All right, he went to the home of the Punjab deputy speaker, Satpal Gosain, I'm going to assume, for dinner on Friday as Khali was leaving the home. An unidentified fan fired a gunshot into the air. Splinters of the bullet struck two people. One fan suffered a shoulder injury. Okay, this is a different story. Okay, this is a different story than what first broke, isn't it, Rock?
Yeah, because I heard it was the bodyguard that shot first.
Yeah, supposedly the bodyguard just completely went ape shit and started firing into the crowd, which...
Was the bodyguard named Han? Because he shot first?
The bodyguard allegedly grabbed one boy and started to beat him. A crowd attempted to rescue the boy from the bodyguard, and it is alleged that the bodyguard actually fired the gunshots that led to the injuries. So apparently, much like the Middle East, you know, in India, you fire shots into the air to celebrate.
I thought that was Texas and Mexico.
No. Yeah, it seems to happen everywhere.
Simpsons, you have lied to me again. But there is more to this story, isn't there, Omega?
There is a little bit more to this story. Khali issued a statement to TMZ regarding the shooting that took place near a location in India where he was having dinner. Khali, quote, "I am deeply saddened to hear this incident and I'm disappointed that it has been incorrectly reported that I was involved. I had left my friend's house a half an hour before the reported shooting took place and did not have any bodyguards with me. My thoughts and prayers go out to the people who were injured.
Mind you, that would have to be a translated quote because I have never heard Carly actually speak anything more than...
Wait, hold on. So this douchebag opens up on a crowd. It gets falsely reported that Carly was involved or even there. Is this what I'm hearing?
Yes, that's supposedly what you're hearing.
First of all, it must be great to be a reporter nowadays. Seriously, it must be awesome to be a reporter. You can just make shit up and not have any factual basis for what you're reporting or what you're writing in your paper or your magazine or any of that shit. And then, when it gets reported and it's wrong, you can just say, oh, well, I guess my source was wrong. It must be fucking great to have a job like that. I wish I could be wrong 80% of the time and still get paid.
Well, join Fox News. It's easy work.
Wow, what's wrong with Megan with a political blast?
In some cases, yes.
You are right about Fox News, though.
But, when we first read this story, the first report was, oh, yeah, there are kids pushing to get attention from Kali, and the bodyguard just went completely apeshit. Okay, is this something you get taken in immediately? It's like, this is the first story to believe it, or does it sound just even too unusual for any of this?
No, if it happened anywhere else in the world, you'd say it's too unusual. However, India seems to be this weird little ultimate dimension country place that can treat people like crap and they can get away with it. This probably won't really matter to either of you because, well, A, it involves cricket. There was a series, so almost a comedy documentary series, that a guy going through spending time going through India, seeing the culture and everything, but his main thing was being there to see the Indian cricket team take on the Australian cricket team. He went to one stadium where they had armed guards at the entrance, pushing people through, and if they didn't like the look of you, they would grab you, throw you back out on the street, even if you had a valid ticket, and tell you to go, or they'll shoot you in the head.
God, the world is fucked up sometimes.
Totally.
But yeah, I can't even imagine, God, how can you even be a bodyguard in general and be that unstable that you would just suddenly start shooting at the crowd? Or is more accurate, supposedly more accurately reported, started grabbing a kid and beating him?
Again, they're a country and a law upon themselves. They can do these. The police can do these types of things and get away with it. Whereas if they tried to do it in the US or in Australia or anything like that, the guys would probably be put in jail.
Yeah, this is unfortunately accurate. But there was one caveat to the original story that I did actually... I hate to find hilarity in a situation where people got hurt. But at the same time, I can't help it. I blame hanging out with you people for too long.
Sure, sure.
But the original story was that the normally fearless Kali ran for his life as soon as the gun was pulled. I had this mental image of the great Kali like a cartoon character, kicking his legs in midair and then just bolting out.
Well, that's quite amusing.
Yeah, yeah. The guy, you know, the guy's over 7 feet tall. I mean, how fast do you really run? And does it even matter? Because if you were being shot at and you're 7 feet tall, I don't think he's gonna have a hard time missing.
Wait, wait. I might have more to this story. Might have to get Rock to take a look at this. I believe we have video.
We have video.
Got him at BT Doc.
Yeah, so well, it looks like some Indian news site is reporting this, that they have footage of the event happening.
Well, yeah, naturally. I wouldn't expect an American news source to report on it.
True. Now, it all comes down to Mr. Producer Man. Do we want to play this on the Ustream and sort of see if we can dissect it a bit more, or do we just want to move on?
Yeah, we can play it on the Ustream. This, for people listening to the archive, this is why you tune in live. Sometimes we have things that don't exactly translate to audio only. So I am interested in this, though, if our producer could queue it up on the Ustream player.
Sully aur unke jo gunman hai, jo aropi gunman hai, wo koi bhi iski jagah underground ho gaye hain, unse kisi ka bhi koi sampark nahi ho raha, aur police ka kehna hai ki isme unhone jab humne unse pucha ki jab ye sure hai ki जो बॉडीगार्ड्स हैं उन्होंने गोली चलाई है तो आपने अज्ञात लोगों के खिलाफ क्यों मामला दर्ज किया तो उन्होंने कहा कि उनके साथ 4 से 6 बॉडीगार्ड थे और एक बॉडीगार्ड ने गोली चलाई है और अभी ये भी नहीं पता कि बाउंसर ने गोली चलाई है या बॉडीगार्ड ने चलाई है और उसका नाम वो अभी जानने की कोशिश कर रहे हैं वो कहते हैं ये एक विषय बना हुआ है
तो अब तक इसके लिए उन्होंने क्या किया है कि आप खलीफ से बात की है और जहां पर वो पहुंचे थे जिस फीचर के घर उस घर में किसी से बात की है किसी से क्या पुलिस का फीस पूछताछ क्या कर रही है
ओके
Yeah, supposedly the article that Link was found in supposedly had video of the event in progress. However, we're leaving it running on the Ustream player without the audio just in case that actually does have that. But right now it's just a report on the injured and reaction from the crowd, it seems.
Pretty much.
Well, that's disappointing. I thought I'd get to see a shooting.
Yeah, I know.
Just a false advertisement.
Well, we seem to be full of advertising blunders tonight. Just another thing that can go wrong tonight. Yay!
We're lining them up.
We're not going to have a fucking show by the end of this.
Oh, God. Yeah. Tim's never leaving me in charge again.
Tim's probably sitting there going, what the hell is going on with my show?
No more getting the keys to the car.
We already have Jersey Girl deciding Dark Knight is better than listening to us.
Oh, boy.
Alright, well, Rock's killing the video.
Yeah. Enormous disappointment, thank you. Video.
Yep.
The internet lied to us, go figure.
I know, how dare the internet lie to us?
It's supposed to be all factual.
Yep.
You know, just as soon as this Nigerian prince gets back to me, I'm going to write a complaint. I had a friend whose mom just fell for that, by the way.
Really?
Well, he was lucky enough to stop her in time, but good Lord, how stupid do you have to be anymore? I was certain there was nobody left that was dumb enough to actually believe those.
Well, and obviously there is.
Lo and behold, says nothing for his particular gene pool.
Ding, 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 ding.
He is from Kentucky.
Let's move on to another one.
We'll move on here. Also happening on foreign territory, Kurt Angle had to drop out of the TNA tour early, as his wife, Giovanna. God damn it! I'm gonna leave it at Giovanna, cause there's too many unpronounceable names tonight. Anyway, his fiancée Giovanna was rushed into the hospital with extreme blood pressure that caused her to pass out. She was due to give birth on the 1st of February, and due to the medical condition and concern for the baby, doctors decided it was imperative to induce labor. So the baby is, okay,
there is a new baby angle.
There's a new baby on Juliana Marie Angle at 5.5 pounds and 18 inches long. The baby was 3 weeks premature, but is doing well, and as is Angle's wife. So everything is going well with the Kurt Angle family at the moment. Kurt's home and joining his family at the has joined his family at the hospital.
And of course, you know that the baby's just laying there going, you know what? I could have done this birth with a broken freaking neck! Olympic gold medal baby!
Olympic gold medal baby.
Hey, I'm just waiting for the day when we finally have, like, Triple H's kid versus Kurt Angle's kid.
Oh.
Next generation of wrestling!
You kidding me? There were...
You just see the stroller sitting side by side. All of a sudden, Kurt Angle's kid reaches in, grabs Triple H's one, and gives it an angle slam out of it. They go for the baby bottle on a pole match. And the winner of this contest shall receive a diaper change.
For the longest time, I was hoping that Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart would have kids that would get married at some point. Just to fucking drive them nuts, but...
And then that would end up in a controversial ending to the marriage. It would be a screw job ending.
Well, I was supposed to marry him at the altar, but at the last second, he came in with another girl and ran off. I don't know what the hell happened. I beat up the pastor just in case. All right, so with more tasteless jokes out of the way, it's time for the first break of the night.
Thank God.
you're listening to WTR Sunday Night. Coming up after the break, more things to kill time now that we're interviewless. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Coming soon to the Wild Talk Radio Network, a show that honors all the men and women who have sacrificed their lives, a show that pays respect, and a show that pays tribute to us. That's right. Join us as we pay tribute to ourselves, as we hand out awards for the best show moment, best phone call, and even best show. We will also be paying tribute to one of our own by handing out the WTR Lifetime Achievement Award. Join us in the coming weeks for the first ever WTR Awards right here only on WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio. Always imitated. No, that's about it. Always imitated.
Everyone, Johnny Cashmere here, host of Life is Callous right here on Wild Talk Radio. If you have not checked out my live show yet, then you really have to do so. Okay, I'm a pro wrestler, and we do talk, pro wrestling on my show a little bit. but we also talk with a lot of other people, too. It's like a who's who of the celebrity world. Guests such as the Reverend Bob Levy from the Howard Stern Show, two-time Emmy Award-winning star John Wesley Shipp, Dr. Robin Zazio of A&E's hit show Hooters, comedian Andy Dick, and many more stars added each and every week. If you missed an episode, check it out in the archives and podcast right here on Wild Talk Radio.
On Sunday, January 30th, 2011, the entire wrestling industry will converge to Boston, Massachusetts for the 2011 WRAs. It's the biggest public award show for the wrestling industry, and it only happens once a year. The voting booth is now open. Go to WrestlingRadioAwards.com to vote up to once per day for all of the coveted titles, such as Wrestler of the Year, Interview of the Year, Best Pro Wrestling Talk Show, Match of the Year, Hottest National Wrestling Babe, and many more categories. If you are in the wrestling industry and would like to participate in this year's festivities, either live or via Skype, for priority accommodation, please contact showdownnews@aol.com. We will see you on January 30th. For more information, please visit WrestlingRadioAwards.com.
Essential stud muffin, Joel Gertner, and you're listening to the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And welcome back to WTR Sunday Night, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Hey, Mace.
Hey, Omega.
Guess when Chris Jericho is returning to the WWE?
Tuesday.
Yes, he's coming. They're resurrecting Taboo Tuesday just to bring back Jericho. No. Chris Jericho has reported that he has absolutely no plans of going back to the WWE anytime soon. The door isn't closed, he just doesn't plan on it. In fact, apparently, he did not intend to re-sign even when he, as soon as he signed his new 3-year contract in 2007. He knew he was going to be done for a little while as soon as that was finished up. There is, according to him, he was waiting, there's no hidden agenda, no hidden secret. People are waiting for the other shoe to drop, and there really isn't another shoe to drop. So this is just a Zach Gowen shoe drop situation. He also reiterated that he would never work for TNA. They've had the same ratings for the last 3 years. It's just unacceptable with the amount of talent that they have. Just as a business. I run my own business as well. I run the business of Bozzy. And if somebody's not willing, is not performing, and we're not getting bigger, then something has to change. So I just wish that they would look at it that way instead of relying on the same old things and the same old people. So, what do you think?
He likes his music, so if he wishes to continue with his work with Fozzy, then more power to the man. As he said, he's in the business of Fozzy. That's the business he wants to be in. He doesn't want to be in wrestling at this point in time. I believe that he's considering wrestling to be the vehicle that he doesn't really need anymore. So he joins the list of guys like Stone Cold, The Rock.
But on
I'm done wrestling. I'm going to go do other things.
Well, to be fair, even though Fozzy I am still not a fan of, I will at least admit it is better than other superstar, you know, other wrestling personalities that have new, you know, air quote music careers. Looking at you, Jeff and Lita.
Yes, well, I haven't seen Lita's band. I haven't seen any of their songs on YouTube. Haven't seen. I haven't even seen their music up for torrent downloads. How bad is that when your band is so horrible that they won't even pirate your stuff?
Yeah, but they're an easy band to spot. They're the ones covered with scabies.
I still reckon we've got to get later on for an interview one of these days.
No, we don't.
Yeah,
no,
we
don't. God, you know how many things would go wrong on that interview?
Couldn't be any worse than tonight.
Oh, yes, it could. Oh, yes, it could. It'd be the equivalent of, you know, him coming on, you know, cramping on this show and announcing, I am a devil worshiper. Bring, you know, do you have a virgin that you know of? No, it's just, it wouldn't end well. Trust me.
Okay. But I believe that there are other reports going on that a current WWE heavyweight
champion. I'm driving the boat, not you.
I'm sorry. I'll sit in the back here.
Thank you.
Brock, don't you ever make that comparison again, you goddamn motherfucker.
All right. Also, something else Jericho said in the interview was that if he felt any remorse over leaving WWE with the talent roster it had at the time, because he was one of the bigger talents they were leaning on. And when approached about that, he basically said, it's not my fault. To which, you know, there's one thing, he's right. And the other thing is that if he actually feels any responsibility to stick around if they need him for any length of time. So is he right or wrong on that statement?
I wouldn't say he's wrong. They wouldn't have been leaning on him in the first place if they had decided to do the star push that they're starting to do now. Hell, if they really wanted to, you know, have guys like Jericho be able to leave when they feel that they need to, they should have started pushing the guys that we're starting to see getting a push now, probably about 5 years ago.
Yeah, we're just now getting John Morrison. We just now have Miz getting his championship. It looks like they might try to push Ziggler, which we will get to here in a minute. However, I don't know. I don't want to throw the term around, but there is a sensation in my head of too little too late at this point, where it seems like, you know, they've taken so long to push any new talent that the current crop is so small that, you know, we're going to be stuck in a good 6 months here where everything is going to be very stale. You know, there's not a whole lot new that can happen, even with The Miz currently as the champion. I mean, we've seen Miz and Cena. I mean, it was one of the first big feuds that that The Miz actually had. And now we're seeing Miz and Orton again. You know, it wasn't long that we saw them as it is.
So basically you're saying that there's a bit of a talent vacuum going on in the WWE at this point in time.
I am indeed saying that. And next year it gets worse. Because current WWE World Heavyweight Champion Edge has been telling those close to him that he expects to leave WWE when his current contract expires next year.
Dude is definitely at that right to walk out the door. He's been practically, you know, carrying SmackDown on his shoulders for how long?
Practically. I wouldn't say practically, virtually, absolutely he has. Like, even when he was moved to Raw, we knew that the whole reason was for him to go back to SmackDown when it moved to Sci-Fi. So, you know, even when he wasn't on SmackDown, he was the crux of SmackDown, essentially.
Yep. Because it can't be Rey Mysterio, because the dude's injured every, like, 2 seconds.
Yeah, no kidding. Like, I can't begrudge him for the decision. I mean, he's been in the WWE a long time now. He's broken his neck. He's come back from a lot of injury. And, you know, he's, you know, someone who's already won 10 championships, you know, 10 world titles. Yeah, I mean, if he feels like his career's completed, I can't really begrudge him on this one. But what is there to do on SmackDown if there is no Edge?
Cancel their contract and let Sci-Fi put on more Sci-Fi shows?
God.
There have actually been articles out there of people going, oh, Sci-Fi is now becoming a jock network because they put one of the big wrestling shows on there now. It means that no more Stargate, no more Babylon 5, no more this.
Well,
like,
here,
shut the fuck up, you whinging little nerds.
Yeah. Even I have to go, dude, grow up, get out of your parents' basement on that one. Because I'll let you on a little secret. If your Stargate universe was making half the ratings that the wrestling was, it wouldn't get canceled. It is shock. Seems good shows that draw ratings don't get canceled. And how bad is it when we talk about how bad the ratings have been lately, and it's still the number one program on the fucking network?
Yeah. Very, very true.
So what does SmackDown do from here? Look at the picture of SmackDown. Where do they go if they are... To throw a really bad pun out there, what happens when SmackDown loses their edge?
They do like what has been done recently and keep pushing and shoving Alberto Del Rio down our
throat. Oh, God.
They might as well take, you know, Cole, well, let's face it, let's take Cole off SmackDown anyway. Let's take out the entire English commentary team, let's just put the Spanish guys in full time and just turn it into Lucha Libre SmackDown.
Yeah, can someone give me SmackDown in Spanish, please? El SmackDown-o, I don't know what it is.
Either way, that's pretty much the direction you go, because any time that Edge hasn't been around, they rely on their sort of Latino stylings, you know. They've relied heavily on Eddie Guerrero before he passed away. They've relied heavily on Rey Mysterio. Lately, they seem to be relying heavily on Alberto Del Rio. So, let's turn it into El SmackDown-o.
Yeah, but that's actually kind of incidental, because SmackDown, you know, its top, you know, top faces for a long time have been Latino. I mean, you've got, you know, as you said, Eddie, and we move right into Rey, and it just naturally does have a very strong following among Hispanic viewers. I mean, it doesn't seem an intentional thing, but you know, it is very factual that they've been doing that for a while now. And oh dear, Rock has been YouTube searching as we have been talking.
Oh God.
There's been a Spanish version of the SmackDown theme as a parody. Rock, have you actually pre-played? Well, I don't know if you can pre-play it and actually. How much of a parody? Let's just go. I can.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is going to be horrible. Let's hear this.
Okay.
Hola, qué tal, les habla su amigo Rey Mysterio de WWE SmackDown. No se pierdan todos los sábados por la tarde por la pantalla de televisión el evento de SmackDown. No le vayan a cambiar porque si no Rey Mysterio le llega con los. Ahí estaremos.
Okay. Once again, for the archive listeners, you can find the subtitle that I don't fucking know.
Okay, Mace.
This is the International Edition, by the way.
Did you just mention there'd be subtitles on a radio show?
Sure, why not?
I just want you to process that for a second, okay?
look, we're in a very technological age. I'm sure somebody somewhere has found a way to put subtitles on a radio show.
God, I hope not. Yeah, it's an old telegraph machine.
It's in Morse code.
Beep, 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 beep. You just put the beeps in with the audio feed, and, you know, a little printer thing that, you know, comes up. This is the text that's going across the screen.
Yeah. Next, we're going to move to Braille on the radio.
Braille on the radio, ooh.
Braille on your computer screen?
Now, that I'd like to see. That'd be interesting. Billion holes poked into it.
Beep, 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 beep.
You just put the beeps in with the audio feed, and, you know, a little printer thing that, you know, comes up. This is the text that's going across the screen.
Yeah. Next, we're going to move to Braille on the radio.
Braille on the radio, ooh.
Braille on your computer screen?
Now, that I'd like to see. That'd be interesting. Billion holes poked into it.
Like, to fix this, I am not Sabu.
Get together, man.
So this is the point pull
where yourself together.
Simulate slap. But yes, supposedly we have subtitles up on the stream now. Oh my lord. Stick with us, people. I know you're still there. Please stick with us.
don't start begging.
At this point,
nothing.
Other than doing the opposite of some other shows, and we offer them $4.99 to keep listening.
Yeah, it's free. You don't have to pay $4.99 to get the fuck over.
Oh,
at least here you don't have to listen to Adam Fuck Martin.
Oh, jeez. Now, how long's the stream still been going for?
Not much. Should we continue here?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's keep going. Let's continue this goddamn train wreck.
Okay, going from someone leaving the company to someone coming back, Triple H has now been discussing winding down his career and concentrating more on his office job. Apparently he's studying marketing now, since things like creative and booking he's got a pretty good understanding for. And, guess where he gave the interview?
Was it Dave Knotts' little thing?
WWE Magazine. Where the hell else would he do any talking?
I don't know. In his bedroom with Stephanie?
I don't want to think about it. Seriously. According to WWE Magazine, if I can't do this the way I feel like I should be able to, then I want to be done, and I don't want to come back here and tarnish that. I don't want to do the nostalgia run where I come out and say, I'm the greatest in the world. Then again, every wrestler says that. Terry Funk said he wanted to be retired by 40. Jerry Lawler said he wanted to be retired at 35. Ric Flair said he would walk away when he was no longer one of the 5 best workers in the world. Or in the business, to be more specific, but, still, same thing. Did he just take, an inadvertent shot at his idol?
Possibly, but then again, I don't blame the guy. Considering Flair said he quit after WrestleMania, and now he's in TNA?
Yeah, Spug, your man crush took a shot at Triple H, or at Ric Flair.
That's what they do. He's allowed, I think he's earned it. Flair basically broke every unwritten code in the business when he gave Shawn Michaels his last match, and then Fat pretty much spit on him and went to TNA and wrestled again. and wrestled the Hogan Tour. So, you know what? Flair deserved it.
There's a part of me that pities it because he's kind of going that Terry Funk route where I think he's gotten so caught up in the business that he's forgotten how to do or market himself any other way. I mean, he had an insurance agent company trying to start up. That went nowhere. I mean, and not to mention all his, he's got alimony, he's got divorces, he's got a shit ton of debt piled up. I mean, I feel bad for him because he has to, normally I would expect more of Flair as far as, you know, respect for the business and respect for the other wrestlers in the locker room, especially for Shawn Michaels. And I don't know, I think he got caught up in, this is the only thing I know how to do to make money. Essentially he sold out, I believe.
Ka-ching, ka-ching.
Yeah.
Flair, I could, yeah, possibly. The thing that bothers me most about what Flair has done is that you have guys like Triple H and Shawn Michaels and others who are mega stars within the entertainment aspect of the business, and fairly well respected for those that still cling to the archaic ideology of the wrestling business from the territorial days. Look at me with Jeopardy words. The thing that, yeah, I guess you could call it pity, because I think Flair, you know how in sports, we say that they began to believe their own hype.
Right.
I think in Flair's case, he began to believe his own legend. You know, you read Flair's book, or you watch him on the Horseman DVD, or you watch him on his DVD that came out after his retirement, and the stories he tells about being in the ring. He was very humble, you know? You listen to his speech from when he retired that was very heartfelt. The thanking the fans for allowing him to perform for them. And I think that all went to his head. Either that or the alimony payment finally got to his wallet.
Let's go with reason number two.
It's just unfortunate. It really is unfortunate.
Yeah, I hate to see it, but
although I still think Triple H is going to be back for Mania.
I suspect he'll be back for Mania. I mean, it's turning into a Triple H tradition to return at the Royal Rumble, it seems.
I think he's going to be there next week. I really do.
Well, with 40 entrants this year, there's certainly no shortage of space for him.
No, and I think that my whole opinion and prediction for it is that somewhere in the middle of the pack, in between Yoshitatsu and Dolph Ziggler and Mark Henry, Sheamus is going to come out. And shortly after that, you're going to hear the ever-famous strings of Motorhead and Lemmy's laugh and a very mustachioed, long-haired, pissed-off Triple H is going to walk down, and him and Sheamus are going to brawl out. I think him and Sheamus are going to eliminate each other and end up working at Mania, which I'd be fine with.
See, I hope Dolph's... I mean, I wish that Dolph Ziggler could have heard this, because even though he's in a world title match at Rumble, he's still considered middle of the pack, should just be someone filling space in the Rumble.
He is. I'm sorry. Like, I like him.
Oh, don't apologize. I fully agree.
That just goes to show you that you have no talent on your SmackDown roster. You know, that it's Dolph Ziggler's your number one contender.
All right, let's
Ziggler.
Yeah. Yeah, we're coming up to the Rumble talk, so let's hang on to that for a little while here.
Can't wait. The Royal Rumble is my favorite pay-per-view.
It's the top of the hour. Is it time for the next commercial break?
I believe so.
I believe so. So we've got more WrestleMania rumors and our conversation on the on WWE Royal Rumble coming up next. You're listening to WTR Sunday Night. Please stay tuned. Maybe you're a geek, a wrestling fan, a sex enthusiast, or you just need something to do for the evening. Then come check out the Wild Talk Radio Network, providing you with the latest in online entertainment. Whether it's getting in the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio, or getting a little R-rated with CB Radio, or anything goes. Or whether you just want to play a game of Dungeons & Dragons with the geeks over to Talky Talk Live. All you gotta do is head on over to www.wildtalkradio.com and check out all of our daily programming. Wild Talk Radio Network. Come and get wild with us.
Quick message going to all the geeks out there. If you want to listen to three guys talk your language, tune in to Otaku Talk Live, Wednesday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. What? You expect me to be funny? We do that on the show! So tune in! Listen! I demand it.
Wild Talk Radio. The network everyone else steals from.
In case you missed it, this is what happens when you tune in to Online World of Wrestling Radio.
Mrs. Carino is on Online World of Wrestling Radio?
He sure is.
Oh my God, this is awesome! So, Mom, you got any questions for your son? You want to air some funny stories about him?
Oh, there's so many stories I can tell you that it's just... It would take hours.
Are they going to
make
hours?
I have a question for Mrs. Carino.
Okay.
I have a picture of me when I was about 4 years old in a pair of yellow rain boots. Yellow underwear and a bandana doing the Hulk pose. It's in a photo album somewhere. Do you have any embarrassing photos of Steve that you could tell us about?
No. Well, it's not so much embarrassing, but there was a contest one time.
Liar.
And him and his buddy dressed up like the Rock and Roll Well, they didn't win the contest, but years later, I ran into Ricky Moore. So I was going to be at his show, so I took the picture with him. He just about died. Sorry.
By the way.
Remember to tune in to Online World of Wrestling Radio, 9 p.m. Eastern Tuesdays on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Apparently, I get a bad rap for putting Rock down all the time. And well, I guess I should apologize for it. He really is a good guy and does a lot of hard work around here. So Rock, I'm sorry. You are awesome, and I truly mean that. Okay, so how much am I getting paid to say that one? What do you mean this is still recording? Damn. Keep listening to Wild Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back to WTR Sunday Night here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Just to finish up the news just before we hit into the major rumble talk.
Before we hit that, I just want to point something out. I know we've had these little commercials saying that, you know, we are imitated and people steal from us. I can tell you now, nobody's going to imitate or steal this tonight.
Oh, God, I hope not.
Maybe running the ropes. It would provide more listeners than they've ever had.
He has a point.
That's why I hear some show come on now and say, okay, we've intentionally given two of the hosts the flu tonight, so...
Considering it's a two-host show, that would be hilarious.
Yeah. Well.
I don't have the flu. I'm getting over laryngitis. There's a big difference.
Okay. I know there's some death flu going around right now, so... Yeah, Tim has the flu. Yeah, my aunt caught it.
Shut down the borders. No more Canadians coming through. Keep them quarantined.
All right, so anyway...
I had the death flu a couple weeks ago, remember?
Oh, yeah. You can't catch a break. So anyway, we do have a few other Mania rumors. Apparently, Vince McMahon has invited Bob Barker to come to WrestleMania this year, possibly as a celebrity inductee to the Hall of Fame, after a whole two appearances.
Bob Barker's an icon, though.
At least it's not Pee Wee Herman.
Oh. Okay, you have a point.
However, I reckon it should come down to a match between Bob Barker and William Shatner.
Oh, my God.
How epic would that be? Because we know Bob Barker can kick Adam Sandler's ass.
God, no,
imagine Shatner selling. Oh, ooh, that hurts.
No, it needs to be like some kind of three-way. It's between Bob Barker, Pat Sajak, and Alex Trebek. You just have like that's what it should be. Like every WrestleMania, we have one celebrity death match.
That would be awesome. Vince McMahon, book that shit.
But what? But seriously, you think he'd be good for the celebrity wing of the Hall of Fame in there with what?
Well, there's Rose in there, so at least
Pete Rose and
Pete Rose. Sorry.
Yes, Pete. Was it Pete Rose? Isn't Bob Uecker in there too?
Yeah, Bob Uecker's in there as well.
Uecker, Pete Rose, William Refrigerator Perry. I think that's all of them.
Yeah, it is pretty thin.
I wouldn't mind the, I wouldn't mind Barker in, because like I said, he's a legend, but I think that, I've had about enough of these celebrity inductions when you have wrestlers that are deserving to be in the Hall of Fame that aren't in.
Yeah, unfortunately, true.
So, well, how about... The celebrity induction, though, is sort of like their version of the Lifetime Achievement Awards at, say, the Oscars.
No, it's a ratings draw. Hey, we're putting in a celebrity.
Yeah, true. I was trying to class it up a bit.
No, there is no class here.
There is. Class of 2011.
And supposedly joining the class of 2011, Tammy Sitch, otherwise known as Sunny, is apparently telling people that WWE has contacted her and plans on inducting her this year in the Hall of Fame. True or not, does it even matter? Does she even deserve it?
Sunny doesn't. No way. No. No, no, no. No, no. Sunny should not be anywhere near the WWE Hall of Fame. Tammy Lynn Sitch has done nothing in the wrestling business to warrant being in a Hall of Fame. That bitch needs to shut her mouth and keep it shut. Because as far as I'm concerned, while individuals like Randy Savage, Mr. Perfect, the LOD, Sting, and the like, Manny Fernandez, I don't remember if Mike Rotundo's in the Hall of Fame or not, while individuals like that are still on the outside looking in, if you induct this silicone-infused blonde whore, then you have completely destroyed any credibility that your Hall of Fame has built up over the past couple of years.
Well, keep in mind, this is entirely on her words, so not only being a blonde whore, she may also be a blonde lying whore. We have no confirmation from anyone that would actually substantiate this.
I guess they gotta try and put women in there at some point. Mind you, there's plenty of them who probably deserve to go in.
Yeah, a hell of a lot more.
By the way, Spud turned Vent down.
Jeez, you put in Alundra Blaze before you put in Sunny.
Hell, put in Medusa. Wasn't she? My brain hurts. My brain hurts!
I know. A lot going on.
Can we get to Rumble Talk now?
Okay, hang on. Let me run down. No, you know what? We only have one more here for the news topic. Apparently, William Regal is possibly going to be the trainer for the returning Tough Enough. Good idea, or should it be someone else?
Great idea. End of story.
Great idea. End of story.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Absolute brilliant idea. I can't think of anybody better. I really can't.
You know what? I mean, I still see this as Al Snow's show. I mean, it seems wrong to be bringing it back to TV, and if someone else is going to be the lead trainer. Now, if it was Regal and Snow, I'd be perfectly fine with that. He can be Simon Cowell. But as a wrestling trainer, personality-wise, you need somebody like Al Snow that knows how to be serious, knows how to be a clown. He's got a dynamic personality. I mean, I know Regal is capable of being funny, but maybe not but I don't know when he is unscripted. As a wrestling trainer, you couldn't ask for anyone better, but as a TV personality to make Tough Enough a success, I'm a little doubtful, must admit. I don't know, I just want to see Al back.
Yeah, well, he's with TNA. You're not going to get it.
On.
And I do agree. You need somebody. Like, Regal is absolutely brilliant, perfect guy for the technical aspects of professional wrestling. You know, ring psychology, how to work, you know, body parts, how to do the moves safely. But you do need somebody there to teach promos. You need somebody there to teach the guys how to talk. And the question is, who would you have to fill that role?
You can bring an individual to teach speech, to teach promo mannerisms and things like that. You cannot teach, you cannot have anybody better than William Regal to teach technical ability and psychology. The only example that I have to point to prove my case is the Brian Pillman Classic against Chris Benoit in 2001. That's all I have to do is point to that match and say, this is why that dude should train any and every wrestler that comes through WWE stores.
I'm hard to disagree with you there.
So what you're saying is quite possibly this year, instead of, you know, having one guy there to teach the technical aspects, one side to teach the character, you bring in a couple of guests to do the character and maybe double up on the technical?
I don't know.
If you want to double up on the technical, I say have William Regal and Daniel Bryan as your coaches and have them run them ragged.
No, Daniel Bryan doesn't have the credibility for it. You need something else besides that. Yeah, it's hard. It's a hard pick. I mean, you need.
I think that with the trainers, you can have a full time staff. You can have a full time staff.
But pay attention to the show, not the WoW.
No, I am paying attention to the show. I was muting Ben. You can have a full-time staff of, say, you know, William Regal and your core trainers to teach you things, you know, psychology, the basics. But you bring in guys like Terry Funk, Mick Foley, Al Snow, guys like that. I'm not saying those guys, but just using them as an example. You bring in individuals like that to teach the things that are lacking in today's business.
Yeah. So. My only concern is that, you know, William Regal would be great for teaching the technical side of wrestling, but it's not just technical wrestlers you're going to produce. I mean, there's going to be all types. I'd like to see a staff member for, you know, teaching the power moves, one staff for teaching technical, one for teaching the promo and flair side of it, because, you know, you've got someone like Ted DiBiase on call anytime you need him. You know, pay him to run a season, you know, just to help them get their personalities across.
Hell, get Shawn Michaels in. One of the most flamboyant and charismatic men in the company, supposedly.
No, I think
still waiting for Vince to put the gold statue up in Titan Towers for him.
You know what? I'm so hoping he comes out for that Hall of Fame ceremony, and just as he finishes his speech, he just goes, "Taker, one more time, please. Let me go." And Triple H has to drag him off from the microphone. It wouldn't happen, but I'd laugh my ass off.
I don't know. Like you said, this is Al Snow's show.
Yeah,
Always has been, probably should be, but, you know, contracts.
Yeah. I think Shawn Michaels could ham it up. I think he would. That would be funny if he did that.
Well, after all, he has kicked a little girl and he kicked Stan.
I just kicked Stan!
That is still one of my favorite promos. Just randomly runs down the hallway.
What's your name?
Stan. Random people.
I just kicked Stan! You don't think I know controversial? I know! Dude, calm down.
All right. Okay. I think we burned through the news. It's time. Gentlemen, 1 week's time, we have the Royal Rumble.
Yay!
Spug's favorite pay-per-view. I quite enjoy the Rumble as well. I want to run down the card first before we actually get into the Rumble match itself, because there are caveats to this year's Rumble. So,
caveats? Do we have toast?
No, caveats, not caviar.
Okay.
You don't put caviar on toast, you uncivilized swine.
I'm sorry. Sheesh. Mr. Upper Class hoity-toity motherfucker?
No, I just watch Iron Chef.
Iron Chef!
Anyway, we have a world championship match to attend to. Dolph Ziggler versus the champion Edge. This is just way too early for Ziggler. I don't even have to ask that. We've all said it already.
Yeah, too early, for sure. Yo.
He's not that far out from the Spirit Squad, let's remember.
I miss the Spirit Squad.
I forget that he was Nikki on the Spirit Squad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's embarrassing that he wasn't the best one on the Spirit Squad, and yet he's going to be the one with a title shot on the Royal Rumble. God, no. No.
Here it is, though, pushing Kenny out of that entire group, and yet he's fucking disappeared into God knows where.
Yeah, Kenny Dykstra was supposed to be the standout in that group, and absolutely nothing. I mean, Ziggles was the one that got dumped into a box and sent back to OVW.
Yeah. And yet here he is. A few years later, challenging for the World Heavyweight Championship, which he's going to get absolutely creamed, and then we're going to have a restart because we're going to get Little Missy,
excuse me,
coming out and restarting the match 50 times.
God, I just hope it's a squash. I just hope every time he gets up, he gets speared and pinned again. Excuse me! Oh, God.
Wait, Tim's here?
Bad enough when Vicky says it.
Do it again. Do it again. Play it again. Play it again.
Excuse me.
Again?
Excuse me.
One more time.
Excuse me. That's about accurate to a Vicky. That's about accurate to a Vicky promo.
Oh, that never gets old.
God. My only disappointment is they threw out, the next match is The Miz versus Orton, which should have been Miz versus, John Morrison. They basically threw this rematch out there, and their risky match this year is Edge and Dolph.
Yeah, pretty much. Way to bog down interest in your pay-per-view.
Yeah, with a match we've already seen on pay-per-view before. But this is the Royal Rumble. Is this the chance Miz has to cement himself as a mainstay in the main event picture?
If he wins, he's just going to keep the title to Mania, only to drop it to more than likely the Royal Rumble winner.
Yeah, is he big enough for the main event at Mania?
Not yet.
I can almost guarantee he won't be the main event at Mania.
Yeah, as much as I hate there being such a big title match before Mania, he's going to lose. He'll probably drop it in Elimination Chamber.
I don't know if he'll drop it at the Chamber. I wouldn't be surprised if he dropped it at the Rumble for the simple fact of I really don't think that he's big enough for Mania yet, and it's not because he doesn't have the skill. He really does. It's that I don't... It's hard to say he's not a credible champion when he's done a lot of good as champion.
Yeah.
I still think he just needs a little bit more time under his belt with that belt. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's too fresh. No, he hasn't matured as a champion level figure to wrestle at Mania. Like you want your main draw to be someone that is preferably a household name. That everyone is going to come and see, because even the casuals come out for WrestleMania.
I think Miz is a household enough name for it. I think he's, as far as a champion is concerned, he's still a little bit green. And you'd like to see that, like, there's certain steps that you take as a champion. You know, you defend your title at Survivor Series, Royal Rumble, SummerSlam, and when you successfully do all of those things, then you get Mania.
Right, right. Yeah.
I'm sort of at the point that, you know, this is going to be the big testing period for Miz. If he successfully defends it between now and Mania, I see him on Mania defending the title, probably dropping it on the show, but he wouldn't be the main event at Mania. This would probably be the first time in many years that we don't see the Raw title belt being defended as the main event at Mania. I could see him being the midpoint of the show match where, you know, it's the big 1.5 hour build, because you know how it goes on for like 3-4 hours.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But that
he's the one you get before the Divas match.
Yeah, but that leads to the other question: who do you possibly make the main event for SmackDown?
Personally, I'd like to see it be Edge versus Royal Rumble winner.
That is the trick, and we will get to that in a bit. You want to make the match? Okay. What are the predictions for the title matches at Rumble? Who wins the world? Who wins the heavyweight?
I'm going to go with Edge to retain, and I'm also going to go with Miz to retain, because I actually want to see if he has the drive or whatever to head into Mania with the belt.
All right, Bug, you want
to... I'll pick Miz. I'm going to pick Miz to lose to Orton. I think he's gonna lose to Orton, and I think it'll be Orton at Mania. Because isn't the plan still to unify at Mania?
The plan was to have all the belts unified by now, but they haven't gone through with the mid-card titles. So the plan of that might have been scrapped at this point.
Maybe it's just being prolonged. Maybe they'll unify them all at Mania, which would be nice. Maybe we'll get all the title matches at Mania like we should.
Yeah, imagine that. The Intercontinental Champion has a match and isn't just jammed into the 8-man, Money in the Bank match, which we don't even know if we're going to get Money in the Bank this year, since it's got its own precious pay-per-view, since it's a gimmick.
Yeah. I hope we don't get a Money in the Bank if they're planning on continuing the pay-per-views. If they say, we're going to cancel the Money in the Bank pay-per-view so we can have it be a feature match at WrestleMania, by all means, then go for it.
Oh, yeah.
As for the title unification, I've got a feeling that we're probably not going to get it this year.
Yeah, if they were going to unify the mid-card belts by now, then, yeah, we would have seen at least some hints or sign toward it, and so far we really haven't had anything. Then I don't think they can fill a WrestleMania card without two extra title matches this year.
True, but then again, they have done alterations to the Royal Rumble this year, but I'm wondering if that means we're going to have less undercard matches, so to speak. Could this be the year where we have two title matches and the Royal Rumble event itself?
Mm-hmm. right. I don't think I need to ask, but just to make it official, Spug, Edge, and Ziggler, who's the pick?
This may surprise you, but with the news that that Edge is not re-signing, I wouldn't be surprised if he dropped the belt.
No, not to Ziggler, not even close, not even remotely close.
Edge, I'm not saying, listen, I'm not saying that Edge is going to be, I'm not saying that Edge is going to be, or that Ziggler's going to be a long-standing champion. I just say I wouldn't be surprised if Edge drops the belt to Ziggler to be a transitional. You know?
I don't see that happening unless he dropped it immediately to the Elimination Chamber. And even so, this is even to get the number one contendership, he lost twice in a row to, you know, he lost his Intercontinental Champion to Kofi Kingston, then lost it immediately afterwards again, and then just got added into the number one contender match and just snuck out with a win. He is the worst looking, you know, number one contender we've had in a long, long time.
It could be worse. It could be way worse.
It could be.
Could be Vicky Guerrero wrestling for the World Heavyweight title.
Yeah. She certainly hits the weight class.
Twice. But we've given our picks, Omega. What are your picks for these two matches?
Ziggler doesn't have a chance in fucking hell. Unless he actually throws Vicky at Edge, which I don't think he can lift her. And for the championship match, I have to believe that Miz is going to retain. If he's going to be any kind of main event picture for the foreseeable future, and Raw really needs him to be, he has to submit this championship win with a better win over Orton than he got last time. He'll drop it at the Chamber, though.
Okie dokie.
But that leaves one main match. The match. The Royal Rumble itself.
Yes, and what has, I believe there's been some alterations.
Yeah.
Enlighten the people.
Yeah. With the permission of the producer, since I think this makes more sense to talk about it first.
Just go.
It's the WTR roundtable for the night. This year's Royal Rumble match is 40 people large, the largest lineup in any Royal Rumble match to date. Is this just a little too much?
I'd probably go with no. Given the amount of people that they have on the roster that they barely use, it's nice to see 10 extra people get a payday at least. And if anything, it's going to make the Rumble match bigger and hopefully more exciting, because the biggest thing I've loved about the Rumble has been when you get, you know, 10, 12, 15 bodies in the ring and they're all punching on and people are flying this way and that, and just builds great excitement. Adding extra people into the mix means you can have more of those type of moments. But at the same time, people are probably going, oh no, it's too much. Remember people, the Royal Rumble when it first started was only 20 people. Then it got bumped up to 30. Eventually, it's going to evolve.
Right, this is true. And it's especially true when you still have that talent roster split, and it was basically 15 from each show getting in. That's not a whole lot. And like you said, that is a lot of extra paychecks going around. You know, Yoshitatsu is actually going to be seen by human beings again.
Holy crap!
I would like to see it if they're going to go to 40. I would like to see them add a second ring.
Oh, okay. Go World War.
Okay, so yeah. World War much? Might as well go 60 and do three rings?
No. All right, Mace, you and I have both been in a ring, and you and I have both been in several battle royals of 15 or more people.
You're
correct. That ring gets crowded after 10. I mean, it does. It gets crowded after 10 people. And I don't care how many people you're talking about throwing in and out and how many people are going to be in there at one time. If you want to have more than 15 people in that ring at one time, you need two rings for a total amount of 40 people so that injuries don't start happening with bodies flying around.
But there is the advantage to the WWE way of doing the Rumbles lately. I mean, let's not forget last year where CM Punk basically turned, the first seven entries or so into, a masterclass promo time. Where we really didn't have any match, until, Great Khali came in.
Yeah, and it seems to be becoming a theme that during some point in the Royal Rumble, you're either going to get some guy on a hot streak or some guy doing promos in the middle of it, so it just takes more time to do. But this could be less delay tactics and more action, which is what I like.
I would like to just point out, and I quote...
This will go down in history as the greatest battle royal in the history of this sport.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Just saying. You mentioned WCW. I haven't thrown a WCW clip.
I will say, Mace does make a point. The best thing about the Rumble is seeing, just a pile of bodies in the ring waiting to get thrown out. And that doesn't happen often these days when you have a lot of really quick eliminations, a lot of time where it's just one guy standing in the ring, cutting a promo or just waiting for the next participant. This does have a huge advantage there. It's still going to be 90 seconds between each competitor. So we are looking at a very long Rumble match. My only concern is this might get just a bit on the exhaustive side, where, 30 people is already a lot, and now it's going to be number 40. Which, this is the first Rumble where 30 doesn't mean shit.
Yeah, considering, I think it was, when was the last one they had in Madison Square Garden? Was that last year or...
It was the one where John Cena
technically came out at number 31. It's just nobody called him out on it.
2009, I think.
So it's not like the numbers really meant anything in the past. It's like, hey, we're missing one guy, but we have John Cena at the end. But previously, if they don't show up, that still counts as their spot.
Yeah, ask Maven.
I'm still saying Hornswoggle has won a Rumble. He was never officially eliminated. He's never put over the top rope.
Hey, eventually there's just going to need to be this whole Royal Rumble of unofficial Royal Rumble elimination. Just like, okay, technically, we are all still legal.
Does that mean that Jerry Lawler gets at least 7 lives? Because I don't think there's been a Royal Rumble he's been in where he has actually been eliminated over the top rope. He's usually hidden underneath the ring or latched onto a rope or something, and then magically just disappeared.
No, I think he's actually been thrown over the rope. It took about a half hour, but he was actually thrown over, I think.
Yeah. I think it was the 95 one where he spent most of it under the ring. That was hilarious.
He was 95 or 96, one of the two.
Well, this is better than the one in 99 where Road Dogg was hanging onto the bottom rope in the corner and fell asleep. There you go. Go back and watch that one. See if you can spot him.
Yeah, I have that one on tape somewhere. I'll dig it out.
I've got them all. Yay for Royal Rumble Anthology box sets. Yeah. Well, speaking of moments, anyone else has any moments, surprises, anything that they've enjoyed throughout the previous Royal Rumble?
Jeez, that is hard to say.
You were talking about how there's all this long time in between entrance. There was the one Rumble 97 with Austin in the ring. He kept looking at his watch, kept looking at his wrist like it's a watch, and then the moment Bret Hart's music hit, boom, we saw the reaction on his face. That was a Rumble moment that I remember.
Nice.
Triple H.
2002, I knew Spug was going to go for that.
Yeah.
Triple H and Austin.
Triple H and Austin, man. You could feel the...
You can feel it through your TV. That's a Rumble moment.
Oh, come on, but you got to remember, we've had great Rumble moments like Drew Carey in the Rumble, trying to pay off Kane.
Oh, God.
You know what? I'm going to go a little bit more old school. Big John Studd winning the inaugural Royal Rumble.
Jeez, that's been that two.
There's always the Shawn Michaels one where he gets knocked over the top rope, hangs on.
Oh, please, that one has been done to death. We see it every fucking year.
Yeah.
Dang, there's that moment.
That's no longer a moment.
Oh, Bulldog, you've gotten fooled again.
I'm sorry, but the things that institute a moment in my mind is things that we can remember that we don't have to be prompted on every single year. You know, I don't need to remember about Shawn Michaels' one foot touching the ground scenario because we see it every year. I don't need to be reminded that the Warlord was eliminated in 3 seconds because we see that every year. I like the moments where it was genuinely, wow, this is something I've never seen. And we'll probably never see again. Like the hardcore one back in 2000. I'm sorry, but a bowling ball for Raven's nuts was hilarious. Was a bowling ball to Al Snow. I knew somebody caught the bowling ball in the nuts. That's all I remember. And I'm like, that is awesome, and it would have hurt like hell.
Here's a Royal Rumble moment for you. Benoit suplexing Big Show over the top rope.
Wasn't a suplex. He was more like pulling him over the top rope. Wasn't like a suplex.
Yeah.
He was pulling him down. It wasn't a suplex.
It was basically come over the top or I'm pulling your head off.
Well, it started out as a suplex. I'll put it that way.
Mind you, how many times have you seen that particular ending? Especially including the Big Show. I know The Rock's done it. Benoit's done it.
Yeah. There's only so many ways of getting the big guys over the ropes. I mean, which is when I appreciate a little bit of originality, like Great Khali and Beth Phoenix last year, which is something that's going to get replayed over and over.
And to be honest, the original Rumble moment of China, as much as we despise her after wrestling activities, being the first woman to be into the Royal Rumble, that was a moment.
Yeah, but back to Benoit real quick. Here's the thing about the Benoit moment, is that he had been given the title in, God damn it.
Yes,
he'll
come back with his...
All right, he was given the title in WCW, and it basically threw it away. Came to WWE, toiled through there, and just worked his ass off and had so many great matches against, you know, Kurt Angle and Christian and, you know, all these great matches. He gets into the Rumble, starts out number one. He's going through. He's down to the last guy, and it's the Big Show. And you know he's spent. You know Benoit's fucking done. And he gets him over that rope and is just pulling on him for dear life, and gets him over the top rope and onto the floor. To me, that was a we may have seen that spot hundreds of times in the Rumble, but I tell you what, for the individuals involved, and especially since Benoit won, that was a defining moment.
I shall agree with that. As I reach down to my DVD collection, pull out the last 3 Rumbles to watch in preparation of next week.
Mind you, I've also got to go and pull out WrestleMania 4 and 5 for our WWE Radio.
Well, on Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern.
Thank you, Mr. Chief Plug.
Oh, you're on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thank you, Tim Stein.
It's just ingrained in the brain at this point, isn't it?
Pretty much.
Well, yeah. It's almost robotic.
I can't wait to interview Martel on Tuesday.
Yeah, so Rick the Mal Martel will be on OWW Radio Tuesday night, but we'll get that in the plugs later. Omega, can take control of your show.
All right, so last for the Rumble picks. Who enters number one this year? The unfortunate job of trying to last 39 guys.
Kofi Kingston.
John Cena.
Oh.
Gotta talk that Superman.
I say Daniel Bryan.
Not Daniel Bryan, I think. It's gotta be somewhere up there. There's some guys up on the roster like that. I mean, I predict more like a Kane.
All right, that's your prediction. We'll go with Kane.
Who gets lucky number 40 for the first time ever?
I'm gonna go with Wade Barrett.
Seems like him.
The Miz.
With the championship match?
He's got a title match. He won't be in the Rumble.
How many times have we seen, and it's happened a couple that I know of, that the guy who loses the championship match gets his way into the Rumble to try and get the spot at Mania? I think that's a perfect angle to do with the Miz.
True.
True, that's pretty good. I'm going to say CM Punk.
Oh, man. CM Punk is a really good pick for number 40. You know what? I'm going to be a ripoff and say CM Punk, too.
All right, keep going.
That just fits him so well.
It does.
Okay, who's going to last the longest? Someone might get this record by default this year.
I'm going to go with CM Punk.
Entering at number 40, yes.
No.
In
my version,
he has 2.5 hour fumble back.
He stays for a while.
Okay.
I'm going to go John Morrison.
Really?
Yeah, I have a feeling he's going to look strong in the Rumble. That'll be his push. He's going to look strong in the Rumble.
They picked some weird ways of pushing him lately, so I would not be surprised. Bug.
I'll go with John Morrison, too.
See, this is where I see Daniel Bryan. He seems like he can last a long time.
Ask the Bella Twins.
Well, actually, to bring that up, I actually believe it's going to be the Bella Twins that eliminate him. he'll get on some sort of win streak, and you know the Bellas are fighting on the apron. He goes to break them up, and he gets pulled over or thrown over the top.
And the Bellas will get dumped on as soon as he gets thrown over. He's right in front of them.
Why not? Then you have the awkward situation of, oh, why is my hands there?
Or it's like, oh, you can finally tell them apart because her nose is upside down now. Who gets the most eliminations?
Kane. He's going to break his record.
Now he's got plenty of bodies to throw.
Damn right.
Yeah, he doesn't. Hey,
Tino Marella.
Eric Rowan just keeps cobra punching everyone over the ropes.
Yeah. You know what it's gonna be? He'll get it with help from Tamina.
Oh, just Tamina on the outside keep pulling the rope down or something?
perhaps. I don't know. But I would like to see Santino Morello with something legitimate on his career other than the honk-a-meter.
Well, he's got to break his record for last thing in the Rumble, so I think he has a good shot this year. I'm going to say Sheamus has the most eliminations.
You mean
Jarman Mayonnaise. Considering they need some kind of push for him, I almost want to go Big Show on this, as cliche as it would be for him to do it. But this, you know, they do like touting that Kane record on their Royal Rumble montage every year now. So it seems like a nice time to break that record, and I don't think it's right for Kane to do at this point. Just because you don't have to throw out half of the people in the match in order to break it.
By the way, Alex Riley's going to break Santino Morello's record for shortest time in the Rumble.
How can you beat 1 second?
He's going to be one of those that shows off by trying to jump over the top rope to enter, and he's just going to miss his footing, bounce off of his ass, and fall back outside.
Exactly.
Can we do it with a Big Show punch instead? He jumps up onto the top rope, and the Big Show just goes clonk, and that's it.
Yeah, see, this is where Shawn Michaels is missed, because, you know, Sweet Chin Music would be so much faster for that.
This is true.
Or a Starship Pain right at the right moment.
Starship Pain's the flip.
Yeah, that's the spinning split leg moonsault.
Yeah, you want the flying chuck, I think. That's what you're looking for.
It's a flash kick.
Whatever.
The Shining Wizard. You can call the Shining Wizard.
It would work, yeah, it would work. I think he's done it in matches before. Anyway, big question. Who wins?
I refuse to answer this on the grounds that we do not know the full list yet.
It's the whole roster. Pick someone. You've got a 95% chance of picking someone that will be in this match. Short of picking, you know, the Bella Twins to win, you're pretty much guaranteed.
I hate to say John Cena.
Get out.
It's either him or Del Rio.
God, not Del Rio.
Unfortunately, I'd go with Triple H if he returns, or Del Rio.
You get out too.
Omega, if you
fuck
kick us out, you're not going to have anyone left on this show.
Talentless ass.
No shit, but they seem to be shoving him down our throat so much lately.
Only because they don't want him leaving, because he threatened to go if they didn't use him anymore. Which, why the fuck would you cave to someone like that?
I have no idea. Thug, who's going to win the Rumble?
The Miz.
He's going all the way with this prediction, isn't he?
Yeah.
Seriously, I think The Miz is going to win.
See, I think he's got... Go ahead.
If it's not The Miz, here's my prediction. Okay. And this involves a couple of papers. This involves... a
couple of caveats.
Yeah, a couple of caveats. Miz loses at the Rumble. Loses the title at the Rumble. To Orton. Miz retains at Rumble. Miz loses it at No Way Out, Elimination Chamber, whatever you want to call it. You have Sheamus win the title at No Way Out. Triple H wins the Rumble, and it's Sheamus and Triple H at Mania.
So you're picking Triple H now?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that's like my alternate prediction, but I really think Miz is going to... They do that kind of angle with Miz.
Okay. Well, I put both down. Omega, what is your official pick since you dogged on ours?
Be provided that if you see someone we don't like, we're going to tell you to get out.
See, there's a part of that that I actually believe, but I believe it to happen to the other world title match. I predict Ziggler to lose, he's going to have his girlfriend put him into the Rumble match so he can get another title shot. He's not going to win it, not even going to come close. But that's more along the lines of how I would see this going.
Get out.
I didn't pick him.
Well, for even mentioning that.
Seriously, get the fuck out. So I can grab a bagel.
I have clips.
He's going to get eliminated as soon as he hits the ring. But if anything is going to happen where someone in a title match actually gets into the Rumble match right after, it'd be that kind of bullshit.
Wait, Brock, play it. Play that clip again. Not the Piven clip, but you know which one.
Which one are you talking about?
You know which clip.
Oh, that clip?
Yeah, play it again.
God damn it, I have to load it up now.
God damn it, you should be on the ball of it.
Excuse me?
One more time.
Excuse me?
Omega, you're a fucking retard for even thinking that.
Thinking what?
Ziggler? Really?
No. Honestly, answer me, because you're mishearing me.
Okay.
I did not, at no time, did I fucking mention that Ziggler would come close to winning. All I said was, if that kind of bullshit happens, where someone from a championship match gets put in the Rumble, it would be because Vicky got her boyfriend in there. He's not going to win. He's not going to come close to winning. But if that happens, it'll be him that does it. Again, he's not fucking winning.
Okay.
So who is winning, Omega? Who is the winner of the Royal Rumble?
Right now? Right now I'm picking CM Punk.
Get out.
Okay.
No, it does make some sense.
It does make some sense. We did have a chat room question, though, Mace.
Yes, Tony O has actually come up with a good question for the first time in his life. Name three random WWE legends or former wrestlers that appear in the Rumble.
This year that appear in the Rumble?
Yes.
Correct.
I don't know if any of them are capable of doing it. Sergeant Slaughter would be one.
Here's one for you, Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
But that would involve having Leader around to have him go, oh!
Slaughter would be one. Maybe DiBiase?
No, DiBiase never gets in the ring.
No.
The only time
he was in the gimmick battle royal, and he paid IRS to go over the top rope, which I thought was hysterical.
Yeah, and they did that spot on the 15th anniversary of Raw 2, I think, or something like that. I remember DiBiase came out and paid off IRS again. So, I don't think it's DiBiase.
I'm going with Superfly, Piper, and Slaughter.
Slaughter, I definitely go with. God, that's actually tough. I'm trying to think of somebody that could actually take a dump over the rope. I'd say Ricky Steamboat too.
Take a dump over the rope?
Yeah.
Jeff Hardy.
No. Oh, take a dump over the rope, not on his career. Different.
Here's one. Bret Hart.
With the exception of the fact that he has to take the bump. Yeah, that'd be too big of a bump.
It'd be a cool moment if he could take an easy bump.
Antonio's saying Arn Anderson, Owen R. Scheister, or either MVP or Rikishi.
No.
No. Now, you know what? I put the Brooklyn Brawler in there.
Abe Knuckleball Schwartz.
Cheeky baby.
Cheeky baby. Wait. Kane comes back once again as Isaac Yankum.
Isaac Yankum, DDS.
Undertaker.
Or Kane does one as himself and then goes and puts his mask on and then comes back out.
No, Kane can just do the Mick Foley thing. You know, he comes out as Isaac Yankum. He comes out as Kane. He comes out as the Christmas creature.
Comes out as Diesel. You could do like three versions of Kane.
Oh, yeah.
Mind you, I did love that Mick Foley one where he kept getting eliminated and just came back as a different character.
Oh, my God, that was hysterical.
What year was that?
98.
No, was it 98? Yeah, it might have been.
It was either 98 or 97.
Hmm.
You know what? WWE legend that makes an appearance in the Rumble this year? Jerry Lawler.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
True.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And he eliminates The Miz.
No, he eliminates Alex Riley.
Yeah, Riley first, because if Miz doesn't have the championship at Mania, he's going to have a match with Lawler.
Wait. Completely random, and he takes out Lawler, Michael Cole. Then he eliminates himself straight afterwards.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's just going to be Alex Riley telling, okay, you heard what the boss said. He's like, you know, Michael Cole, okay, yes, sir, jumps over the top rope, goes to the back, and starts blowing Miz.
Here's one, Batista.
No.
They can't do that because they just debuted Batista 2.
Which we never mentioned on this
show. Still.
Yeah.
Seriously, that's what Jericho called the guy.
I know. It was awesome.
I love that.
And it's the first thing that came to your head when you saw him as well. Holy shit, it's Batista. Wait, no, it's not.
No, it's not. It's not Batista. Looks like him, though.
Well, is that the end of our Rumble talk? Can we do this last little bit and then fuck off?
Can we end the show now? It's 12:05.
No, we have one more segment to do with Spugs.
No, we don't.
We do.
We'll hurry up and get to it.
I think we do it right now.
Let's do it.
Time now for some Russell Talk Radio quick hits.
Wow.
That's right. It's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them.
Wow.
Step up to the plate and get ready for some Russell Talk Radio quick hits.
And since Tim's not here, I get to ask the questions, and we're going to start with Spug. If you could have been a part of any wrestling stable during their high point, what stable would you have liked to have been a part of, and why?
I would have liked to have been a part of the, not the Horsemen. That might have been everybody's, you know, oh, he'll be the Horseman. No, I would have liked to have been a part of DX.
What was that?
Had to be something involving his man crush.
Dude, do you realize how much fun they had?
Yeah.
I mean, that was a ton of fun.
Oh, man. You imagine riding into Atlanta on a, you know, a gun-mounted
jeep. I thought I fucking logged out of that. Stupid, dumb priest, bitch. DX, definitely DX, because one, they had a shit ton of fun. Two, with DX, dude, you were the top of the company. You could do no wrong and get away with fucking anything.
Including the boss's daughter.
Exactly.
That's true, and that's a nice segue into this question. Maze, what is your favorite all-time wrestling couple?
All-time favorite wrestling couple?
Yes.
Mae Young and Mark Henry! me, young man.
Can we talk about... No. I'm actually going with this one purely because they based the storyline around it, and it was actually quite amusing to see what was happening, but Stephanie and Hunter, the McMahon-Helmsley era.
Mae Young and Mark Henry were better. They gave us a hand.
Since I forgot this was on the quick hits and we should have just saved it, Omega, what's one legend you would like to see appear in this year's Royal Rumble?
Let me think. See, that was... No. Tony O's question was three legend performers that appear in the Rumble,
yeah,
you know, as actual predictions. This is just who I would like to see return.
Yeah, who would you like to see return?
I'd like the Ultimate Warrior to return, run down, throw pizza in everyone's face, and run off.
By God!
Alright, Spug, what is your biggest guilty pleasure movie?
I don't know that I have one.
Really?
Yeah,
well,
that's no lie.
You have dignity to have guilty pleasure.
No, that's no lie. I don't know that I have one. You know what? I might and may not consider it a guilty pleasure movie. Define guilty pleasure movie for me.
Let me figure out how he defined it, because this was Tim's question. So let me scroll up and read how Tim described it.
Something completely out of context and out of character for what you would normally watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, something you'd only watch by yourself and not generally admit to.
Yeah, one you hate to admit you would like.
Oh, God, I watch all kinds of movies. I really don't. I could care less if people know I watch movies.
We'll pick one.
Dude, I don't have a guilty pleasure movie. I'm being dead honest. I don't.
Okay, fine. Omega. Lita recently stated on her Twitter she has a scarf fetish. So what's your fetish?
Wait, a what?
A scarf fetish.
Scarf.
I thought you said scar fetish. I was like, what?
No, a scarf fetish. So what is your fetish, Omega?
Wait, what?
He's trying to wrap his mind around the first part of that
question.
What?
He gets turned on by that nice knitted one that Grandma made you for Christmas last year.
But she said she has a scarf fetish on Twitter. So, what is your fetish?
I guess she needs to wipe up with something.
Oh.
God. I wait, what?
What is your fetish? And here was her,
I can't get over the first part of it.
There was her tweet.
God, well, okay, that's not a sexual fetish, that's just... God, this is her being fucked up.
Yes.
Yeah. Can I say a plastic fetish? Because, good lord, around me.
That will work.
I don't think there's any secret to that one.
No, there isn't a real secret to that one. Never said there had to be. So, that leaves Mace. We had a talk last night, didn't we, Mace, how you want your TNA question, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
here's your TNA question. If you were a T or an A, which one would you be? And why?
In which context are we talking?
In any context.
And of course, it had to be if you could be this or this. What would you be? Oh, I swear you guys are going to drive me insane one day.
You're
already there.
You asked for this.
If I'm going to be a T or an A, I'm going to be an A.
Why's that?
Well, it's first letter in the alphabet, best grade you can get, and hell, I probably have a good ass. I don't know.
Oh, that's good enough for me. This is where we wrap up the show. Oh my God.
That also means you spout shit all day.
Have you not listened to the shows I do?
Like? when you do on Tuesday nights.
OWW Radio with Alan Wojcik right here on wildtalkradio.com, 9 p.m. Tuesday nights, where we will be interviewing Rick the Model Martel, going over WrestleMania memories, and whatever the hell else happened, probably Raw recap and some guy we don't know promoting something we don't care about.
Tuesdays, 9 p.m. Eastern.
I said that. Omega, what the fuck do we do on Wednesday nights?
Wednesday nights, we go deep with Otaku Talk Live at 9 p.m. Eastern. And hopefully this week we will get to the sidekick topic that got delayed from last week. We also go over the news and beat them of the week at hand.
Friday
Rock,
night.
Anything goes this way?
Probably not this week, because she's in the process of moving, so probably not this week.
Well, then, screw her. Bug! UFC something!
Strike Force.
Yeah, Strike Force.
Strike Force.
There's Strike Force this Saturday, so probably an hour beforehand we'll be doing tap outs and knockouts. I don't know.
We'll see.
Depends on my work schedule.
Rock! Saturday night!
Saturday night, midnight is CB Radio. Last night, we had someone sing on the air. And it was really good. Check out the archives.
Rock, yet again. What happened Sunday?
Life is Chaos with Johnny Casimir. This week's guest, Andy Dick. Next Sunday. Tune in.
Omega, finish the show.
Don't forget to tune in next week, live Sunday, right after the Royal Rumble pay-per-view. We'll be going on the air to recap the show and cover the week's news in the world of wrestling right here on WTR Sunday night. Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. We apologize for the mishap with the interview. We will try to rebook him as soon as possible, so stay tuned. We will give you the updates as soon as they are available.
Facebook.
We're on Facebook?
We're on Facebook. Wild Talk Radio Network. Like us.
Hey. Remember, if you tweet, hashtag PJ Omega.
Let's not
Omega.
Start that again. That offer has expired.
No, it hasn't. It's going to continue.
Never going to happen. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Tune in next week. Until then, good night, everyone.
Turning topic.
Play the outro.